Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I am welcoming to the Well One Connection podcast today, Ginger Neitzert, RN here at HRMC, and currently a nurse in our outpatient treatment department. But Ginger, you've been here for a few years, and you've served in a few positions.
I have been at HRMC approximately 47 years. I got this job right out of LPN school, and I've never had the ambition to go look for a different one because it's been a good fit. And over the years, then I went on to be an RN, and I've worked on OB, supervision, mostly ER, and I would say the last 5 years I've been mostly in outpatient department, although I've done the outpatient department for the same time I was in the emergency room when it was combined. So I've been doing outpatient infusions for at least 30 years that I can remember.
So if you just give us the lowdown on what is outpatient infusion, outpatient treatment here at HRMC, what do we do here?
We do a variety of things, anything that would involve a needle or an IV or a poke in the arm, multiple different kind of diseases, we can generally do it. We, at one point, were doing quite a bit of chemotherapy at home because we had an oncologist that would routinely come here. So that was good for us and good for the patient not to have to travel. We don't have an oncologist now coming routinely, so we've had to back off on that. But what I do tell patients is that you get your chemo in Sioux Falls, Aberdeen, or Mitchell, and then we help in the background with whatever you need that's closer to home, whether it's labs to be done prior to your chemotherapy, whether you get sick at home during courses of chemo in between those chemos. We will help you with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. We will give IV fluids to help supplement because many chemotherapies will not be able to eat or drink or have diarrhea and just not feel good. And usually fluids will help augment that. We also do routinely shots that help boost their white count. And that is always the day after chemotherapy in your remote areas. And we work very well with most of the oncologists, and they send us the orders, and then we give them the shot. That saves them a trip to any one of those other cities where they're actually getting the chemo. The other thing we are seeing a lot more of is, it's called removing a CAD pump. That's an ancillary thing that the doctors will put on after chemo. It helps the chemotherapy work, but it's like a little transistor radio that's lined right into your portacath, and it needs to be on there for 48 hours. So when that thing beeps, you come in here and we take it off and we deaccess your port, and then we send you back with that little transistor back to your oncologist. That saves you having to go to Mitchell or Sioux Falls or Aberdeen 2 days after your chemo, which you'd probably rather be home.
That takes a lot out of people. So for them to be able to have those extra treatments here, mm-hmm. and those things that we can service mm-hmm. for them here. What other types of infusions do we do?
We treat diseases of the kidney with shots to help boost the red counts. We treat a lot of autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and ulcerative colitis, IVIG problems. That in its simplest way is people who do not have the immunity to fight off what's going on in the community. They just don't have that built into their DNA. And what that does, it leaves them open to different diseases. And so what we do is periodically give them the IVIG treatments. We also can help treat multiple sclerosis here at home. That's easier than going to Sioux Falls. They'll notice a flare-up, they'll call their doctor, and then we'll take care of it with the medicines they order. We also do IV antibiotics of just about any kind you can imagine, whether it's once a day or twice a day.
So you end up seeing a lot of people over a period of time. What's that mean to you as a nurse who's made connections with so many people over the years?
That is what I feel has given me more back in my nursing career than I could ever give out. I have formed friendships with lots of these people that I've seen probably over a decade, if not more. And we've become good friends. And it feels good for me to feel counted on. And they like the familiar face that they see when I greet them at the door. And that means a lot to me. It's very rewarding as a nurse.
What's the impact to our patients?
I hear it all the time. They don't take it for granted. When they are dealing with big hospitals, they feel like they're just a number. They get great care. They don't doubt that. But to see the same person and to let them know that we can gear their care around their lives. Their lives have been upset enough. So we will work with them for times they can come in. We will get them comfortable, warm blankets, drinks, meals. They know that they're going to get a full service when they come to see us. And a lot of them say, I feel better after I've come here than I did when I walked in.
I can see that just by how the atmosphere is and how those patients are treated down here. So part of that has been, we moved the department around a little bit. It used to be combined with the ER, have a little separation back here now. So
yes.
Some changes that have helped to optimize the service that we give here.
That has been a really good change because the staff was shared. I can point like a two-year-old at the clinic at 2 o'clock in the afternoon has been throwing up for the last 3 days. Can we give them fluids? Yes, we can. They come over here and we do that and work them into our schedule. We try not to turn anybody away. We also do blood infusions too. I forgot to add that. And that's a big part. They have their own private little room. They see the same nurse while their infusion goes. And generally those people will feel better after they get the transfusions.
What's a common reason that someone might require an infusion?
Chronic anemia, people who have bleeding problems, they haven't diagnosed it yet. They probably need a colonoscopy, but they just keep dropping. And various reasons why people don't make enough blood. But when they get to the point of below 7 hemoglobin, generally some blood products will perk them up until they get diagnosed as to why that needs to be done. A more common thing we're seeing in the last 5 years are iron infusions. It's amazing how many people are short of iron. They're tired. They nap all the time. They just feel they blame it on age. And it's amazing how much better they feel after they get that iron replaced. So if you feel the way I just described, go to your doctor and say, could it be my iron? And if it is, if the labs show that it is, we will generally be able to give you that infusion. And it's almost a two-part dose. Some are just one dose, but usually after the first dose, they come back to me the second time and say, I already feel better. I was able to bake cookies today. I didn't take my nap today. I didn't go to bed at 7 o'clock. I was up till 10. Just silly little differences. One little sweet lady, she was 85 years old. And she came back to me the second time and she said, I felt so good. I ironed all day. And I just have to laugh at that because I don't care how good I'd feel. I probably wouldn't do that, but God bless her little heart. And it really does make a difference when you can get those levels back to normal and see such a difference. So we see a lot of iron infusions.
So if someone would need an iron infusion because they are low, is that a continual thing for them?
IV infusions generally one and done, or that order and done. But I always tell them, your doctor will most likely check your levels again in 3 months and see if they've dropped down again. We see a few repeaters, but generally maybe a year later. I mean, they just have to monitor it.
Sure.
But they're pretty anxious to come back if they start feeling that way and are anxious to get it again. People can get it very safely. We always caution them what to tell us if they should have what we would call reaction signs. It happens on a rare basis, as in any medicine. But we're right next to the ER, so if they start having a reaction, we can get them right to the ER and give them the drugs they need.
And that's what we talked about, the renovation and separating our outpatient department from our ER a little bit, but we're really only separated by some sliding glass doors. So
that's
still
wonderful.
Have that access to that emergency care.
Correct. This has been a happy place to be for our people in the continuation of care. We've got our own exit door, entrance door in the alley. Our patients are all used to that. And once they become a series or a recurring patient, they go to admissions one time. They come down here and then we make them a series. And from then on, they don't need to go to admissions and come through our door. And within 10 feet, they're in their chair with a cup of coffee.
Very nice. Makes that process a lot smoother for them.
And it's very smooth.
Nice access also for those people that you mentioned that might not have that immune system that others have, or maybe they're compromised because they are on chemo.
Absolutely. And I can say that if we know their condition and how they're feeling and their health and maybe their age or debilitation level, we don't even make them go to admissions. We bring admissions to them.
Sure.
So all they need to do is come to our area, and our admission people are so good, they'll come here and finish that and complete it. And it saves them a lot more steps and headache.
We talked about the wonderful care in the many years. You're actually heading toward a new change for yourself as well. You're going to be retiring here at the end of this month. And we can't help but maybe mention that and talk about the amazing service and care that you have provided over so many years to so many patients in our community.
All right, now you're going to make me cry. And I wasn't sure when I was going to retire. I didn't see or know how it was going to happen. I still felt this was my purpose. This is what I got up for in the morning. It, like I say, it gave me back so much more than I gave. And it gave me a reason. The last 6 months, I would say, I have been having more health problems and not papping back to my feeling good as well as I'd like to, as I have for the last 45 years. I've had heart disease early on, diagnosed when I was 45, when I had a bypass and a heart attack. And after every procedure that I ever had, I would always pap back. And the last 6 months, there's been some signs. I think God's trying to tell me, you need to give some of you, maybe the rest of you, to your family. And I know there are times when I've put my children, husband, grandkids on the back burner because I wanted to come to work or I needed to come to work. And that's going to be the positive going forward, is I no longer have to put them on the back burner. They will be my first priority. I'm just hoping I can be healthy enough for many more years to enjoy that. And I will miss these people around here. Coworkers, my patients, there's so many people that I've met over the years and just had a huge impact on me.
Yeah, we are really excited for you to be able to do that. And part of, I think, you have made our staff and others feel so welcome and taken them under your wing too. So part of what you're doing now is training Nancy Hofer into the position here. And she's been a nurse here for a number of years as well.
I believe she's been here almost 40 years, when in fact she used to work outpatient with me 15 years ago, 4 years. So this is nothing new to her. It's just getting used to the paperwork. I feel like I'm leaving this place in good hands, which was one of my concerns when I contemplated leaving. So I'm very happy about that.
Know that excellent care can continue on and those people you care about so much are in good hands.
Absolutely.
Ginger, it's been great to chat with you. We are so thankful for the care you've provided and for the amazing things that you've done here to help our outpatient treatment department and those patients that need those infusions so much in our communities.
Thank you for talking with me, and it meant a lot to get this off my chest, and I didn't cry.
You did great. Thanks, Ginger.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.